prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 18 August 2020. Welcome to tonight's worldwide broadcast. We're glad you're with us, and I do mean that. We're going to bring up two special guests in a minute. We're going to talk to Teresa, who works with Dr. Rodriguez BioCare Hospital in Tijuana, Mexico. They're going to talk to the man himself, Dr. Rodriguez, ask a few questions, and open the lines up for your questions also. Now listen, folks, if you want to talk, have any questions about your health or about BioCare, I'm going to open the phone lines up right now, so you can go ahead and start calling if you want. If you want to talk to us, just call 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. You can call right now and get yourself in line to talk to Teresa and or Dr. Rodriguez, because tonight they're both with us. I'll talk to Teresa first in a few minutes, and I'll get Dr. Rodriguez up. And don't forget, tonight's broadcast, if you listen to us on shortwave, is brought to you because of Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver. Folks, if it weren't for her, we wouldn't be on 6115 right now. And that's a fact. If you are looking to protect your future, I would suggest you give her a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Without a whole lot much more to say, and I won't take up any more time than I have to tonight talking to our two guests, I want to just tell you also that whenever you order something from us, anything you order from us, you will get a DVD with about a 30-minute interview that I did with some doctors from BioCare, including Dr. Rodriguez, and you'll see Teresa on there, too. She's one of the pretty ones. She's on there with us, telling what she does. And then about a 10-minute explanation and my testimony about BioCare while I was down there. Those are both sent to you totally free whenever you order anything from us here. So whether it be a calendar or anything else, a catalog. If you want to receive a free catalog and see what we do offer here, call us toll free at 800-777-4403 and tell Lisa I want a free catalog. Give her your name and address, and she'll give it to us. We'll get that here Thursday. Now, this coming Thursday, I will not be in the office personally. I was always in, but this week I had a close cousin of mine in New York State who passed away yesterday. I'll be going to New York to do a funeral this weekend, so I won't be in office Thursday, but Chris will be here to take your phone calls, and you'll be taken care of just fine, so I'm going to give you a heads up on that. Our guest tonight is Teresa and Dr. Rodriguez. We're going to talk to Teresa first. And the phone lines are open right now. Any question you may have concerning BioCare, about what do you do if you don't get down? What are the procedures? How do you get started? Now is the time you can call and talk to us. Again, 844-769-2944. And I don't know how in any other words I can express to you how strongly I feel about the fact that everyone needs to go that can, if for no other reason, just to get a checkup and a tune-up. And let them put you through some tests, folks, that you never saw before. And that's what I'm just telling you tonight. If you have any questions, you feel free to call 844-769-2944. Let's talk to who I will call the First Lady of BioCare tonight. Let's talk to Teresa. Teresa, are you there?
Yes. Thank you, Pastor Butch. Thank you very much for this invitation to be on your radio show.
Oh, and you're more than welcome.
There are a few ways that you can contact me or us. I'm not the only coordinator here. But, of course, we also have a toll-free number that works just as well from the U.S. as from Canada. And that is 1-800-701-7345. And on our website, we have a chat, which we are on most of the working office hours, and the website is biocarehospital.com. And, of course, the email, which many times Dr. Rodriguez answers himself, and you will get an answer within the next business day, and that email address is doctor@biocarehospital.com. So we make ourselves very available, and we welcome questions. There's no question too big or too small. And now to kind of walk you through the steps of what needs to be done, initially contacting us, and the patients are asked to speak directly with one of our physicians, and that's in order to determine the recommendations as to how BioCare can help. And to make the reservations, you set a date, arrange your flights. You're going to be flying into San Diego, California. Some people take the Amtrak, so whatever works for each individual. Once you provide us with your arrival information, we have our staff member waiting for you by the baggage claim area. They get you in the van and bring you to BioCare Hospital, which is less than 20 miles away from the San Diego airport. And hopefully, being no traffic, it's under a 30-minute drive that you'll be in your private room with 24/7 doctor and nursing care. I have to say, Pastor Butch, that I love giving tours to the new patients when they arrive.
Yes, you do.
To make everyone, to make everyone feel welcome, make them feel at home, and so they know their way around. This is not a huge place; it's two levels, but we don't want anybody getting lost. And just to make them feel comfortable, we have a lovely dining room and outdoor terraces. And speaking of the dining room, you know that the nutritional aspect of the healing process here at BioCare Hospital is very, very important.
I want to say one thing about Teresa. When Marsha and I were down 3 years ago in September, went back this time, and Teresa was so sweet that she saw us, made sure that we got the same room we had before, so we felt like we were going right back to our own room. That was so sweet of her. I mean, folks, that's how they treat you. When you're down there, you treat as individuals, and the caring of all the staff, I don't care who it is phenomenal. Matter of fact, it's one of the qualifications I think for working there is that people have to care for the patients. Go ahead, please, Teresa.
For sure, yeah, we do have very caring nurses. And, yeah, it's those details that that we really want to make a difference as to making people, you know, wanting to be in the same room. And we're all on a first-name basis. And, there's a lot of conviviality and camaraderie amongst all of the patients. And I was going to tell you about the kitchen. To help with the healing process, we have a fully organic kitchen with delicious and nutritious meals. And we can also cater to each individual's dietary needs if anybody has, food allergies or such. So I don't know if any questions have come in. You can interrupt me whenever.
No, we haven't any questions yet. Folks, if you have any questions, please feel free to call 844-769-2944. When people call you, I'm sure one of the questions that you receive is, how do we handle the paperwork? What do we do? What do we do about the insurance? Now, those are probably questions y'all get a lot.
Yes. For insurance, we have insurance coordinators. So if you have any questions about reimbursement, we refer you to one of our medical insurance coordinators, okay? That entails so much that we really can't get into that right now, okay? And
But it is important to let them know. It is important to let them know that that's taken care of. The questions they have are taken care of.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
for
they
sure.
are answered and taken care of, yes. Okay.
Yes, and apart from all of the regular tests that we do here, which are some tests that are not done anywhere else, during your 2 or 3 week stay here at BioCare Hospital, we also can arrange for dentist appointments, and when needed, we set up appointments for further testing like MRIs, CAT scans, ultrasounds, and things like that. So, yeah, we are really busy on a day-to-day basis. With everybody's comings and goings, and you know, you have your appointment time in the hyperbaric chamber, and when are you going to get your ozone and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's not too much laying around. We keep you busy with all
of the
protocols. Yeah, and when it's time to go home, we help people, you know, printing their boarding passes or their train tickets or anything like that. So there's a lot of logistics, a lot of little things that we're always paying attention to and listening to each patient's needs.
And folks, you don't have to worry about crossing the border. Going into Mexico is easy. They just flag you right on through. Coming out, you are stopped and checked at the border. You show the passports and come right back on in. It's not hard to get in and out of the country. So if somebody's telling you that, it's not true. Mars and I were down a few weeks ago and come back, no problem. Had a wonderful stay. Matter of fact, I think one of our favorite parts of being there, Teresa, was meeting people that were there for the first time or there before. Got to meet, of course, Lindsay Weems and other people. So it's, you make new friends while you're there also, because you meet new people from all over the country.
Yes, you do. And from all over the world, really. And, it is important to have that camaraderie and conviviality amongst all the patients. That's very special. A lot of friendships are made here. A lot of neighbors meet here. You know, they're just like a few miles away from each other, and they end up meeting here. So, yeah, it's quite heartwarming to see the different levels of the healing process that all of our patients go through.
Well, I'm not going to keep you much longer, Teresa, but I just want people to hear your voice. And know, folks, that I do call the first lady of BioCare, because that's who I talk to when I call down there. Teresa gets it done. Whatever it is, she'll get it done. That's the kind of lady she is. That whole staff is like that. Anything you need, the service is impeccable. The attention they give you is amazingly personal. Not just something they do in general, but it's personal attention. So that's all I can say about that as far as meeting Teresa. And folks, the line's open. If you have any questions, Dr. Rodriguez also. Sometimes people are listening and don't want to call, but you're welcome to call if you like. We'd love to hear from you. 844-769-2944. If you have any health care problems with you, your family, your friends, now's the time to call and ask questions. And Teresa, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight and letting us just ask you a few questions for you to share with the listeners. And thank you for what you do for all the people.
Yes, we are very resourceful, and we're here to help. And we're here to help you even on the phone. Again, you can call us at 1-800-701-7345. You can email us at doctor@biocarehospital.com. And the chat that's on the website, biocarehospital.com. We're really here to help you. And now I'm going to turn it over to the boss. I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Rodriguez. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't learn something from my boss. This is very avant-garde gentleman, and everybody that comes here is always wanting to thank him personally, especially because of all the details that is vested in every part of healing process at BioCare Hospital. And thank you again, Pastor Butch. And
God bless
warm
you.
Wishes
God bless
to Marsha. I know she's getting prettier.
Well, of course, she made me.
Very good.
God
thank
bless
you,
Teresa.
Pastor Butch. Thank you. God
love you, sweetheart.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. I tell you what,
Butch.
Folks, that's the kind of personal friendship you make at a hospital. It truly is. If I could just go back down and visit, they would treat me the same as is if I was a patient. They'd be tickled to see me. They're family. They're not just there to run you through a system, run you through a program, try to rake in some money, to pay the bills. And No. They're there to try to help you feel better no matter what your problem is. And, folks, tonight's your night to ask questions. If you have serious illnesses or maybe something you think minor, please feel free to call in at 844-769-2944. As Teresa said, let's go now to the man himself, Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. Hello, doctor. How are you doing this evening?
Very well, Pastor, and very happy to talk to you.
Well, it's an honor to have you on, my friend. And I want to say this on the air. Folks, the evening Marsh and I were leaving, I didn't make upstairs quick enough to say goodbye to Dr. Rodriguez. So we were having supper, myself and Marsha and another person or two, and Lindsay Williams and his wife were there with us. And Dr. Rodriguez come back in that evening just to say goodbye to us and talk to us. That was such a treat, Dr. Rodriguez. Thank you for doing that.
Well, I think it's very important. As you said, I think we have done much more than a doctor-patient relationship. I think we have become friends, and I love you. I love you when you come here. I love when we have some time together, and sometimes we talk, sometimes we pray. I think it's been very good.
It has been very good. It's a relationship that I've never had before with a doctor that does what you do. And folks, I don't want to embarrass the doctor on the air, so I'm not going to go much in detail. But when I talk to people that work for him for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and they share what he's done with them in the hospital and with them personally and their family, you understand why I respect this man so highly. And I mean that. I truly do. I mean, we could go back into why BioCare is there. They've been there since 1985 in this site. You say it's a small building, and it's almost like a home, because the people there, they're with you in the hospital. We'll call them your roommates, if you like. You know, in the next room down, whatever your barrack buddies, I reckon you say. We get to know them and talk to them, and they become friends and family. Matter of fact, I have two of them. I'm going to try to visit this weekend as I do a funeral in New York, who were down there with some Amish. They were Amish and such a sweet young couple. Let's go to the phone line before we get anything else, because I'm going to get phone calls on right away. Now, people, feel free to call 844-769-2944. Let's go to Michelle in Missouri. Michelle, are you there? Hello, Michelle. Oh, Mitchell, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Mitchell.
That's all right. You're forgiven. You're a pastor, so we got to forgive you.
Go ahead, Mitchell. Go ahead.
I'm from Perry, Missouri, and I enjoy your program immensely. And I enjoy
Thank
your
you.
Preaching.
Thank you.
And I also enjoy all the guests you have on. Especially this one right here, because he's very dear to my heart, and Teresa is too, and everything. My problem is, it seems like the older I get, I have a hard time digesting my food, and I'm starting to lose muscle. And if you look at my toes, I'm losing my hair. Like, if you look at my knee, 8 inches on down, I got hair, and then on down, I have no hair, and then back of the leg here, I have no hair all the way up where the leg bends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like my skin wants to get thin, and my toenail wants to raise up, and I got to trim them closer. And my feet are cold, and they're aching.
Okay. All right, Dr. Rodriguez, you heard the symptoms. What do you think?
Well, let me tell you something. I don't know how old you are. I'd like to know how old you are.
67 is heaven, and it don't feel like I'm getting, you know what I mean. I'm getting
67.
Older.
67, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sneaks up on you kind of like OJ, and then it gives you a right hook.
There you go. Okay. You're right.
Okay. Number one, you're very young to have all those symptoms. And those symptoms, they're spelling, all of them, a lack of blood flow into your lower limbs.
Yeah.
In other words, it worries me because this could happen on people that smoked. I don't know if that's the case. In diabetes, that type of thing. And what we have to do is we have to improve the amount of blood that gets to the lower limbs. And one good way to do it is by using vitamin D. Excuse me, vitamin E, as in Edward. Okay, vitamin E will help the blood to flow easier to your lower limbs. Of course, vitamin D, which actually has a hormone-like activity, is also very important. But let me tell you something you can do to improve the blood flow to your lower limbs immediately. If you have a bathtub, before you go to bed at night, you can fill it with warm water and sit in there for 20, 30 minutes. And just relax in there. The hot water is going to open up all the blood flow into your lower limbs. And that's going to bring blood to the skin, to the hair follicles, to the nails, to the toenails, and all these areas that you're mentioning. All these parts of the body are starving. Do not have enough oxygen, do not have enough of what they really should have. So a good way to do it would be to improve the blood flow. Now,
I hate to interrupt you, but there's a couple of things that I forgot to tell you. My skin, where my foot is, it has these red, kind of rusty blotches, you know what I mean?
It's lack of blood.
Yeah.
It's lack of blood. And there's something else that I want to tell anyone listening to me that's 50 years or older. The skin has a lot of glands that keep it soft and beautiful. And as we grow older, like with many other things, we start losing these glands. So it's very important as we grow older that we start using a moisturizing cream. Doesn't matter which one. It doesn't have to be expensive. You can buy any cream, any moisturizing cream you can get your hands on, and rub them on both your legs, particularly from the knee down. Because that's the part that's more susceptible. As you go higher and higher in your body, blood supply is a lot easier. But as you go further and further from the heart, the blood supply is going to diminish. And everything you're telling me is lack of good blood flow into those limbs.
It seemed like also down below my feet. It'll get dry, and I got to take sandpaper, and I got to around and sand them down, otherwise they'll crack.
Just get your bathtub. Get your body in the bathtub every day for 30 minutes. I mean, you can read, you can listen to music, you can get on the phone, whatever. Instead of sitting down anywhere else, do it in the bathtub before you go to bed. Then after that, you can pat dry very nicely, very gentle your legs. And after they're completely dry, then you can apply some moisturizing. I can tell you that in 1 week, I can promise you that in 1 week you're going to see a big difference. Of course, what you eat makes also a difference, so I don't want you to take anything with refined sugar or white flour. Be very careful about
that. I've been cutting that out, sir. I've been cutting that out because quite a while back, Dr. Roby, when I was younger, well, he told me I was borderline diabetic, so I've been cutting out sweets.
Yeah, just don't cut them out. Just forget about them. They put them where they belong. That's the garbage can. If you want anything sweet, you can have raw honey. You can have this piece of fruit, you can have something that's natural, sweet, period. Don't take anything.
I've been eating frozen cut bananas and stuff like
yep,
that.
That's excellent.
You know, peanut butter. You know, I've been going to the healthy stuff, according to
okay.
laws of God.
Okay,
never
that's, right.
But,
okay that's
but,
right.
But seeing like also the muscles in my foot want to tighten up, and like it's kind of funny, like one moment of time in the morning, well, one toe will raise up, and then it'll go down, and the other toe will raise up. You know what I mean?
That's lack of magnesium. Magnesium mm-hmm. is the number one deficiency in America, and that's in your vegetables. So make sure you have enough fresh vegetables every day, locally produced vegetables, locally produced fruits.
Well, this is true. Magnesium is held in the blood by adrenaline, and that's also lack of the good bacteria and digestion enzymes and all that stuff.
Okay, that's very good. And if you have any questions, you can email me. Send me a line.
Could I ask one more question, please?
Yes.
Sure, go ahead.
I also have a kind of a hemorrhoids. And do you sell any kind of a product that will help you with your bowel movement and with ease and comfort? I used to take a product called Cleanse, and it helped quite well, and then they did away with it. It has psyllium and herbs in it and all that stuff. Do you all have anything similar to that?
Let me tell you something. When people are constipated, and that's what the origin of hemorrhoids, it's because you're not eating right. You need more fiber in your diet. The products you're buying are fiber in a can. Mm-hmm. But if you eat more vegetables, if you eat more things like string beans or peas or simple beans or garbanzo beans and your green vegetables and all of that, that is the same type of fiber you buy in a jar. So what you have to do is be more careful about what you eat. Drink a little bit more water. You might be dehydrated. That also brings a lot of problems. And try to make a habit of your bowel movement. Try to go about the same time every day, even if you don't want to. But just go about the same time every day. You can do it after lunch. You can do it in the morning as you get up, or whatever. But try to do it the same time, even if you don't feel like doing it.
I totally agree with you, sir. Everything, but I happened to trip over this one prog, and it was great, but they did away with it. And I was going at 6:30 every morning, sir, and it was just hallelujah wonderful. But for some reason or another, they quit making it.
Dr.
Riggis, hang on through the break, and then please, Mitchell, hang on through the break also, too, will you please?
Okay. I sure will. Thank you.
Back at the break, a lot more to talk about. If you want to call, you can. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only Strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All righty, folks, we're back. Tonight we're talking to Dr. Rodriguez. Teresa, we have Mitchell on the phone, not Michelle, Mitchell on the phone with us from Missouri. The line's open for another call. If you want to call, please do so. We'd love to hear from you. This is as much your program as it is mine. I'm the host. I know that. I plan the program as best I can with guests and information and sermons. But you all are a part of this broadcast. Please believe that. If it weren't for you, we would not be here. We would have no need to be here. So if we're a blessing to you, and I pray we are, if we'll help to you, and I certainly pray we'll help to you, if you have any questions, feel free to call and talk to Rodriguez at 844-769-2944. Now, Dr. Rodriguez, you're making a point. We had to go to break, and I plumb forgot what it was, but I'd like to make a quick comment and a question, if you don't mind, very quickly. Are not hemorrhoids also due to lack of good circulation?
Excuse me?
I said, are hemorrhoids, Dr. Rodriguez, not also due to lack of good circulation?
Well, what happens is there is a chronic condition that goes on in America a lot, in modern life, which is constipation. We don't drink enough water. We do not enough fiber. And we don't have time. Believe it or not, a lot of people tell me, I don't have time to go and move my bowels. Or,
oh my,
I don't like to go just anywhere. So I hold until I get home. And we shouldn't do that. Because it's just a very common reflex that has to happen when the body wants to do it. Not at our convenience.
So lack of circulation doesn't necessarily bother hemorrhoids, or cause hemorrhoids?
No, because lack of circulation mainly affects you when you get to certain distance from the heart, and the colon is not really that far away from that.
Okay, all right, okay. Mitchell, any more questions?
Oh, yeah, I got questions, because I'm not in good shape. And I'm counting on Senator Garcetus and all that stuff, because I think the world of him, and also think of the world of his lady helper and everything.
Yes.
I also remember Pastor Bush Paul was talking about, too, he took a strong, good bacteria, and it also helped his hemorrhoids. And
Yep.
What about that?
You're right, because good bacteria in the colon help constipation. And anything that helps constipation helps two things. One, the bulk in the bowel, and the other one, which is very important, the healthiness of the lining of the bowel. The bowel, the inner cover of the bowel, the mucosa of the bowel, need fiber. And substances produced with that fiber by the intestinal flora to be healthy. If we don't eat enough fiber, our colon is going to be sick, it's going to be weak, it's going to be having problems, it's going to lose integrity. That's why we are also looking at a lot of problems with food intolerances. People cannot take gluten, people cannot take lactose, people cannot take this and the other, because the intestinal tract has lost its integrity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, sir. This is what I have for breakfast. And I had me oatmeal and whole grain. It's oatmeal. And a quarter mm-hmm. of a cup. And then I put that mm-hmm. in a container. A cup of water. And then I turn around mm-hmm. and I had me some raisins. A quarter of a cup. Mm-hmm. Add that in. Mm-hmm. And then I turn mm-hmm. around and hand me some nutty nuggets, quarter a cup. And then for, believe it or not, for greenery, I use a regular teaspoon of squeezed spinach. I tell you, I'm in bad shape. It ain't funny. When I was younger, I would get off the tractor and do my job, and it would look like sheep milk does, you know, with a coating of, you know what I mean. And then I get right up, hop back on my tractor, and go, cat, go. No problem. I was constipated, but it was slick milk duds, you know what I mean? But now, I don't know when I'm going to go to the bathroom. And, of course, when I was taking that cleanse, it worked perfect. But like I said, they did away with it. But when I was taking that, well, I was going at 6:30 every morning. And I felt like I was walking on a cloud.
Well, Dr. Rodriguez, does BioCare have a product that they can offer, a supplement or something that may help this and normalize his bowel movements?
Yes, we have a product with a lot of fiber, and if you call Teresa tomorrow, she'll be happy to give you all the information about it.
Well, this product here was called Cleanse, was developed by Dr. Marshall. He's dead, so the rest is history. But it had psyllium in it, and it had stuff out of the Bible, you know, herbs and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
psyllium is very important. Psyllium is one of the important things that we should really be using. And again, if you eat enough fiber, you're going to be in good shape with it.
Well, I definitely eat enough fiber for breakfast, and when I fix my dinner meal, I use a nice portion of greenery and fiber, like the nutty nuggets and stuff like that, and I try to avoid carbohydrates like your potatoes. I just use a small amount of potatoes, and I gave up pasta.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to take advantage of you talking about, but potatoes are a great food. We really damage it because potatoes are to be boiled or steamed or anything like that. But what we normally do is we put them on with oils. We put them with sour cream. We put them with butter, and usually very bad.
We dress them up with the wrong stuff.
Yes, that's it. But the potato itself, it only has 70 calories per 100 grams of potato, which is very good. So I normally, for example, when people have digestive problems, when they have acute colitis, I use a lot of just boiled potatoes. And you can put some drops of lime juice, or you can put a little bit of anything to give it a little bit of flavor or a different
I do have ulcerative colitis because when I was taking that cleanse, well, that cured it because I had a nice health development. But now I'm back to my old ways. I'll go to the bathroom. I don't know when I'm going to go. And And a lot of times
call me tomorrow. You have the 800 number, 800-701-7345, and drop me a line at doctor@biocarehospital.com, because I think you and I have to talk a little bit more, and you have to start a real good program. You're kind of playing it by ear, but you have to put it together. You have to do something that's more that has more essence, that has more fiber to it, so to speak, but it's something that's going to take you to a much better condition than the one you're in. I don't think right now I'm going to be able to fulfill what I think of your case, but you have to change all that for the better. If you can resolve the health of your intestinal tract, you're going to be solving a lot of problems. You're going to be
I need a good spectrum of the good bacteria and all that stuff.
Yes.
Correct.
Give me a call tomorrow,
or email me tomorrow.
Yeah, give him a call at 800-701-7345. Mitchell, thanks for the call, and thanks for being there.
I sure thank you all, and God bless you all, and I enjoyed the conversation with you all.
Well, thank you, Mitchell.
God bless you. I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow.
And folks, phone lines are open at 844-769-2944. Now, I want you to see just an example on the air. How much time Dr. Rodriguez was willing to take to speak to Mitchell. Think what he can do for you in person, what he can do for you if you just listen to his instructions. Now's your chance to call, no matter what your problem is. Now's your chance to call, because Dr. Rodriguez is not in this for the money. I'll tell you that right now. I promise you that's true. He's in it to help people, and that's what his whole calling is about. Dr. Rodriguez, you cover a lot of territory with Mitchell on the situation with the health of many people, especially in America. I mean, our diets as a whole are atrocious. I mean, they're unbelievably just all messed up. I know I'm just going to share it tonight because you know my life, you know my history. You see my medical test, you see what I'm trying to work with. You know, but for supper tonight, I had fresh squash out of the garden, some fresh peas, which I don't eat a lot of because I know there's sugar in them, but some fresh peas, and, you know, some vegetables out of the garden, fresh tomatoes and fresh cucumbers for dinner. And I love fresh vegetables. I know they're good for you, but I'll say this, I don't mind saying on the air, I have no problem with bowel movements because I try to eat what I know is good for my system. I try to avoid anything that would help, that would hurt my diabetes problem. But eating out of a garden or buying at a farmer's market, the food is so good and so delicious. I can't imagine why anybody wouldn't do that. Maybe some people don't know how to cook it. I have no idea. But you'll never find anything any healthier than going to a farmer's market and buying things right out that's grown right there in your own neighborhood, so to speak. And the food's delicious.
Thank you very much, but that's what we have to do. I think Mitchell has summarized some of the very, very frequent problems that we see today. One, circulatory problems, and the other one, gastrointestinal problem. And all are coming because of the way we eat.
Well, I did notice that in BioCare Hospital, folks, if you want to see a picture of the food, we took pictures of the food. The food on your plate is a work of art. It really and truly is. And I was amazed at the how pretty the plates were. But the food is fresh and delicious. You know, Dr. Rodriguez, I never liked guacamole. I didn't. I tasted there, and the difference was it was fresh, and it was delicious. And I want you to know that. I enjoyed that. It's just amazing. But let's take another call. Let's talk to Carolyn. I don't know where Carolyn's from, but Carolyn, are you there?
Yeah, Washington State.
Oh, well, welcome. Welcome, Carolyn. Come on in. What's on your mind tonight?
Thank you. I have two different problems that could take up the rest of the show if you don't get any callers. I have sciatica, and I had an MRI, and it showed that the bone was starting to infringe on the nerve, and so I don't. They gave me an injection under a CAT scan, and I don't know that helped, But I'm looking at an operation next, and I don't like that.
Okay.
How old are you, can I ask you?
Pardon me?
How old are you?
I'm 7.
Uh-oh. You broke up, Carolyn. What did you say?
76.
Okay, 76. Okay.
5'8", 118.
5'8", 118. Okay. All right.
Okay, let me tell you something that's sounds very simple, but if you think of it, it makes a lot of sense, because I have treated people with this in a very, very successful way. What happens over the passage of time is that we lose hydration from a lot of tissues. And between each vertebra, we have cushion-like things that keep one vertebra separated from the next. That gives you two things, the ability to move and twist and do a lot of things, and the other one keeps your nerve endings free from any rubbing of the bone against the bone and just literally chewing many times on the nerves. So what can we do? Well, it's fairly simple. What we have to do is we have to try to keep the distance between one vertebra to the next as far apart as we possibly can. There are two ways. One of them is if we can turn ourselves upside down, holding from the ankles, but that's not very easy. For many people, it's very good. It's very easy to do. But what you can do is you can lay down on your bed, ask somebody to hold something around your ankle, and then drop it through the edge of the bed. And then you could put a weight in that thing. You can use a jug of milk, let's say with half a gallon, something like that, in each leg. You use the same weight for each leg, and you lay down in there and watch TV or do whatever. But think of it, while you're laying down, you're pulling on both your ankles, trying to, and you're separating each vertebra from the next. Now, it's not going to work overnight. Some people can do it for a month, 2 months, but most people will tell you that there's a big relief, excuse me, when they do it, that they
every
feel
night?
their backs relaxing.
No,
you don't
night?
Do it all. You don't do it all night. You do it for an hour or so every day. You see, you just lay down, put something around your ankles, you throw the thing over the edge of the bed, and just get a hook or something. So you put weight on that rope or whatever you're using, and that's going to elongate your spine. And the more you do it, the easier it's going to be on your back. And you're going to see how this relaxation of all the back muscles is going to bring a lot of relief. Now, for what you're telling me, it doesn't sound like you're critically ill. You are not necessarily in a condition where you have to do something drastic immediately. And this will not hurt you, will not harm you, will not do anything against your body, and it can help a lot. There are many exercises that we can do, and I wish I could show you, but there are exercises that will help you to elongate the spine. But this thing I'm telling you is so easy to do. And I know, for example, people that do it watching TV And they say the more I do it, the more I like it. And as you develop tolerance to it, you can add more weight. You might end up with 1 gallon of water on each leg, and it's going to be pulling on your back, and you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it from the beginning.
Well, I'll tell you this too, Carolyn. Dr. Rodriguez told me to do this. It's been several months ago, maybe a year ago now. My back bothered me. He said, put a 1/2 gallon of water in each leg and hook it to your leg and let your ankles hang over the foot of the bed. Well, my wife, Marcia Jean, helped me do that and lay there for 1/2 hour, 4 or 5 days in a row, and the pain eased dramatically, dramatically.
Well, the MRI said that I have bone growing in to the nerve, and the nerve's having a hard time getting, you know, going through the bone. So how does that help that?
Okay, the pain is going to be released because of what I'm telling you. Now, if bone is growing into the thing, you need vitamin D. You know, I would advise anyone that's listening tonight, next time you go to the doctor and he tells you he's going to do some blood work, you have to ask the doctor, because they never do it. But it's simple, it's inexpensive, it's everything. You have to make sure you tell your doctor, "Doctor, I please want you to order the vitamin D level. I want to know what's my vitamin D in my body, because that is going to give
that's
you
D
a good
a
idea."
Boy, right?
No, D like in dog.
No, D
like
in dog.
Oh, D. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Because that's the one that handles the bones. And believe it or not, vitamin D not only works on producing bone, but it also helps when it's very low, we produce the wrong type of bone in the wrong places. And if you begin doing this, many times the bone is a reaction to the rubbing of one bone against the other. So once you start doing what I'm telling you, it might improve a lot. It might improve to the point where you will not need surgery. I'm not promising you anything, but it costs you nothing.
That's true. That's true. It's worth a shot. It really is worth a shot.
It's costing nothing. You can start doing it right now. As soon as the show is over, you can do it. And if you have somebody that lives with you, like in this case, Pastor Butch is doing it with his wife, you can get somebody to help you and say, "Look, let's try this." And believe me, you're going to feel an improvement in no time.
Okay.
Well, do you have to kind of hold yourself from being pulled over the edge of the bed?
Oh, no, no.
Pulling
no,
on you?
No, there's not that much weight. It's only about 4 pounds in each leg. No, it
yeah.
won't pull you off the bed.
Oh, okay.
Not enough weight to do that.
Oh, okay. I'm going to try that.
Good.
You just do it. It's a gentle pulling of your legs.
Okay.
Well, we got about 3 minutes left. We got about 3 minutes left, Carolyn. With next question, we've got to hurry.
Is there anything my friend can do about? He's got type 1 diabetes. He's losing his spots in his eyes.
Type 1 diabetes. Unfortunately, to this date, in this 21st century of ours, no, we can do it. We can do anything for it.
So he's just
going to
go blind.
No. Okay. There's things he can do. Again, vitamin E, as in Edward, can help the blood flow into the eyesight and reduce fats. Make all these things like get rid of fats, get rid of sugars, of flour. In that case, if I were to that point, believe me, I would probably become a vegan person.
Vegan.
Because that's
yeah.
probably the only possibility he has to improve some of the
symptoms,
the blood flow into the eye.
Okay. All right, Carolyn, that help
okay.
any?
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate
that. Now, you try that weight. It helped me tremendously. You try that right away, okay?
Okay, I would appreciate you going over the phone number and how to do that Bible study on the weekend. I tried to find it and couldn't, and I missed your Bible study.
Okay, well, now, by the way, if you'd like to receive the Bible study, we'll send them to you on DVD every month if you want them. Just let us know. We'll glad to send them to you. We only ask donations $15 a month. If you want to receive them, we can watch them at home. You're welcome to. But I'm glad to give the phone numbers to you if you want them again. No problem, too.
Well, that's...
Pardon?
...all time, and I didn't know which one.
Well, there are actually two of them, but you get a pen handy real quickly?
Yes, yes.
Okay, 605... 641-741-2866.
Now, why are there two phone numbers?
You can call in both lines and listen. Either one of them should work.
Okay, Jay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay,
you're welcome.
Okay, let you guys go. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
God bless you. Good call.
You. Okay,
bye-bye. Dr. Rick, we're down about the last 2 minutes, so I'm going to let you close out. What do you want to tell people in the last 2 minutes?
Well, I want people to take care of themselves, to help themselves, and never forget that you have a friend where you can ask a question, where you can have honest, free information about medical issues. If you just give me a call at 701-7345 or drop a line on the web like doctor@biocarehospital.com, I'd be very happy to discuss as I have discussed with these two persons today and talk about what they're doing, what they can do to change their lives for the better. Information is power, and the more we learn, particularly if we learn it directly from a doctor, from somebody that's well informed, you're going to be able to get a lot of good information that's going to help you regain health, comfort, well-being. And I want you to consider me a friend. Share the number, share the email with any person that you think might need it, and I'll be happy to answer anyone that has any questions.
All right, folks, the number again is 800. It's a toll-free number, 800-701-7345, or doctor@biocarehospital.com. Please, folks, call Teresa tomorrow at that number. Ask them to send you the 16-page booklet for free. They'll send along DVD and all other things. But at least check it out. Please check it out. It's for young good. Dr. Rodriguez, thank you so much, my friend, and I'll talk to you soon
again. Thank you, Pastor, and my best regards to Marsha.
Well, thank you. And, folks, we love you. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night with Russ Dizdar and a lot to talk about then. Good night.
Good night. God bless you.
Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.